Our call to worship today, I'm going to draw your attention to Psalm 98. I'm going to read the entire psalm. It's only 9 verses in length. And it's one of those psalms that asks us as children of God to make a joyful noise unto his name. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things, for his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Now notice that, please. All the ends of the earth have seen that, not just Israel. So this is a beautiful picture of the outreach of God to the entire world. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with a harp and with the voice of a song, with trumpets and the sound of cornets. I really like this verse. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. You know, we serve a God who is multifaceted. We cannot fully know God. We are limited. But his greatness is manifested everywhere, is it not? We came up early this morning, and just the drive up here and then walking around on the campground here, it's just beautiful what God has made. And we give him glory and praise. And so we're going to make a joyful noise unto him this morning. We got a nice live room, and so we appreciate so much you being here, and we'll sing together.